Hello, Master Souls. So today we are diving in to the introduction for active surrender. Now this is going to be a 9-part series, including today's lesson, where we talk about the 7 chakras of trust and surrender. And I'm super excited to be bringing this forward in Master Soul University because surrender is something that is a part of being a spiritual being. And it is something that is not super instinctual when it comes to building our business. You know, you think of business building and you think of action and you think of force and you think of doing things and working hard and all of the mental aspects. But if we're really truly going to be leaning into who we are as Master Souls in the world, then surrender is the cornerstone of everything we do. Now, I have kind of a different view on surrender because for me, surrender is not about laying down on the ground and just giving over to whatever it is, you know, happens to you. I believe that that's a real victim place to come from when it comes to surrender. See, surrender is really about leaning further into trust and working the muscles in our spirit, in our energy, in our body, and really fully trusting and then taking action on the things that are fully present for us. See, the state of surrender is actually a high state of presence, of being fully in this moment, of releasing all of the past stories, all of the future stories, all of your stories that are happening in your brain, releasing all of them and trusting what you're feeling in the moment, knowing in the moment, seeing, tasting, smelling, engaging all of your senses into the singular moment that is now. And that's that state where you can say, you know, right now in this moment, I'm feeling joy, I'm feeling hot, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling discomfort, I'm feeling perfect. And that's the state of surrender when you can know what you're knowing in that moment and you allow that to be what it is without all of the additional stories. And to be in that state takes a shit ton of trust. And it also takes a lot of conscious work of really in every moment of every day, every thought, every motion, every emotion, it forces us to really look at it and say, am I surrendering? Am I present to it? Am I in a place of neutrality around what's happening in my life so that I can channel my highest and greatest answer and response to the situation? In many ways, surrender is the path of a warrior because it's so unnatural and it is something that we do absolutely have to train ourselves on. You know, my son plays both football and rugby, and it's interesting because football so resembles how we naturally think of life. We have this precious thing, this ball, and our goal is to get to the end zone, right? And we got to protect the ball. We got to get the ball down the field. We got to avoid the tackle, right? We want to juke people out. We want to run around the people that want to stop us. We want to protect the ball at all costs. We want to protect our body. We don't want to go down on the ground because the second we don't go down the ground, the game stops, right? To reset, to start over again. That's a natural instinct. And that's how we as human beings actually really do work in our life. We want to avoid the pain, right? We want to get down to our goal. And if we fall, we have to like actually get back up and, you know, scrape ourselves off and reset to continue on. And then there's still that story about that time when that guy hit me and it really, really hurt. And I don't know if I want to do that again. Maybe we'll just give the ball to the other team, right? Fast forward, let's talk about rugby. Now, in rugby, the ball doesn't die when it goes down on the field. So in order to get down to the end of the field, the best thing that you can do is run into the tackle. Because when you're the one doing the tackling, it doesn't hurt. You're not receiving the impact, you're giving the impact. It's not to say that your body doesn't come out of that match bruised and battered, but you have to fight against your natural instinct to not be hit and actually go into it. Go deeper into the field, go down on the ground and fight for that next yard. You have to trust that your teammates are behind you to ruck over that ball when you go down so they can pick it up and they can go so that you can go into the ruck. And it's this constant movement of trust and surrender and running into the tackle over and over and over again. And when we see new rugby players come onto the pitch, what happens is their natural instinct is not to be hit, is not to tackle, it's to run around. And we have to retrain their thinking. We have to retrain their bodies and their natural instincts to go in and to trust their brothers. And that's what surrender is really about. It's about running into the tackle. It's about trusting that others are going to back you up when you go down, that are going to push you forward. And as long as you continue moving forward, even though, by the way, you throw the ball backwards, which is a whole nother conversation. The point is, you have to trust the machine. You have to trust that when you pass that ball behind you, your teammate's there to catch it. You have to trust that going into the tackle will hurt less than receiving the tackle. It goes against your nature, but you can be trained. And that's the same way we get to train ourselves in active surrender. It's an active process. It's a muscle-forming process. So at the core of what surrender really is, because in order to really surrender, and you've heard me say this word many times already, in order to really surrender, to really allow ourselves to go into that tackle, to be one with Source, to be present in this moment, we have to develop the highest levels of self-trust that we've ever developed in our lives. Because at the core of surrendering is trusting. Right? At the core of surrendering is trust. Trust in yourself, trust in the universe, trust in others. And that's the hardest thing for us to really learn. It's not so much the surrender, it's what's behind the surrender, because behind the surrender is trust. And so let's get back into those chakras, because this is the introduction. And this is where we're going to be going for the next several lessons. Is there are seven areas that really came clear to me that if we trusted in each of those areas, we could really, really surrender. So we've got that first chakra, which is all about desire. Can you trust your desires? Can you trust yourself to desire? Can you trust yourself to receive desires? Can you trust yourself enough to be in that zone of desire, of wanting? Second chakra. Ooh, let's talk about creating, right? That orange flame of creation. Can you trust yourself enough to create something no matter what the results will be? Can you trust others to create it for you? Can you trust the universe that whatever you create will be supported? Third chakra, power. And don't we all have an interesting relationship with power? Can you trust your own power? Can you trust others to wield power? Can you have this beautiful relationship with what it means to be a powerful being? Can you trust the power of the universe, the power of Source, Spirit, God? Then we get up to our heart, our fourth chakra. Can you trust love? That giving and receiving of that love energy. Can you tap into the love of the universe and know that God always has your back, even when he's an asshole? Sometimes he is. Then we're going to go up to our throat chakras, which is really about truth and vulnerability. Can you trust yourself to speak your truth, stay in your truth, be truthful? Can you trust the truth of others? Can you trust the truth of the universe and the guidance that you are always being given all around you, right? Can you trust that truth? Let's go up right here, sixth chakra. Oh man, can you trust yourself to be really you? To be that core essence of who you were meant to be on this planet? Can you trust to be yourself to be your authentic self? Right? We talk about truth and we talk about authenticity. To really be who you're meant to be. Can you trust others to not necessarily to be their authentic selves, but can you trust others in their seeing of you and in their interaction with you? This is a really, really hard place to come from, is can you be authentically you in every situation? And then we get to that last chakra, that seventh chakra, which really is about pure surrender to our spiritual selves, to the universe, to our guides, to our inner guidance, to our intuition. Pure surrender. Can we trust the voices that we the guidance that we receive, all of it? So as we work our way up through the chakra system, what's going to happen is we're going to work on things to build the trust in that area, to build those trust muscles so it will allow us. Because if we're coming from a place of trust, then surrender happens naturally. Surrender is something that happens as soon as we really do acknowledge how much we trust, and we lean further and further into it. In every situation, we question, am I trusting, and then surrendering. So surrender also comes in two parts, and we'll be talking about this as well, especially as we wrap up. But keep this in mind. There's two parts to the surrender. One, do I trust myself here? Do I trust my core vibration, my alignment? Can I really, really trust what's going on and surrender to that? Open myself up to receive those messages that I'm supposed to be receiving. And then the second part of that surrender is, okay, I receive these messages. Now, do I trust those? And can I act on those? And when we get to that place where not only are we trusting who we are, that we trust that we'll receive the right guidance, that we trust that we will take the right actions, then when we receive those messages, when we receive that guidance, when we receive all of the input that the universe sends us, will we trust ourselves to act on it appropriately? So welcome to active surrender. This is a big one, guys, and I'm really looking forward to opening this discussion up with you in our group, and I love you all, and we'll chat more later.